I wish I had died when I was a child, just like Hanye.
Your sister didn't die. Your father killed her. She was burning up with a fever. Your father didn't allow us to bring a doctor to see her.
Hanye saved my life with her death, Mother.
Arabs consider girls a disgrace and boys a source of pride. You give me comfort. I told your father to keep his sons, but to leave Salma to me.
But I am the reason behind your distress, Mother.
You and Suleiman are everything I have. You're the fruit of my life. I'm really happy that you got married to him.
Where is Suleiman, Mother? Tahir said the Caliph's men want to kill him.
Burn the tents!
Kill everyone! Destroy everything! Burn it all! Burn it down!
Burn the tents!
Burn the
Kill
tents!
Anyone who tries
Kill
to
everyone
resist.
Who resists! Burn,
burn
the tents!
The tents!
Kill everyone! Destroy everything! Everything must be destroyed! Burn it down! Burn it to the ground! Destroy it all! Burn everything! Burn everything! Everyone must die! Destroy all of it! Burn it down! Destroy it all! Ha! Ha! Yeah! 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 Destroy it! Yeah! Burn it all down!
Taha! Take care of yourself!
Kill them all! Destroy everything! Get them all! No one must live! Destroy everyone! Kill everyone! Destroy everything! Burn it all! Burn it down! Burn the tents! Kill everyone who resists! Burn the tents!
Mother!
Kill everyone!
Let's
destroy
go!
Everything.
We have to go back!
Everything must
we
be
have
destroyed!
To go back.
God's curse upon you, faithless people!
Water! Hurry up! Help us put out the fire! Bring some water! Hurry up! Hurry! Move!
The blaze is moving! Move around! Bring some water!
What are you waiting for? Go! Go! Put out the fire!
Hurry up!
Come on! Come on, put out the fire!
Put it out! Put out the fire! Take the children away! Do something! Hurry up! Take the children away from here! Hurry up! Look what you're doing, Father! Look what you've done! I have to take revenge because of the fire!
No, son!
No! You see what they did?
He's gone! He's behind all of this!
Who were they, Tahir? Where did they come from?
I'll tie your hair to the horse's tail.
What is my daughter's fault? What has my daughter done?
She's behind all of this.
Father!
Son.
The Bani Kaif Sheikh can only beat women, right? They ran away. You should have allowed us to attack them.
Who do you want to fight with, idiot? With the Caliph's soldiers? It was Suleiman who set fire to our tribe.
How do you know that, Father?
You mean you don't know? I can smell ignorance. I can smell war. Can't you smell it? We shouldn't stay here anymore.
What will happen to Suleiman, Father?
You said if he'd comes here, you'd send him to Basra, didn't you? Just take a look at the blood and ash. You need to pray that Suleiman doesn't come here.
What should we do now, Father? What should we do?
We'll put someone on guard so we won't be ambushed again. We'll move tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Move, Salma, move! Hey!
Wait, Salim! Wait!
You have to practice harder, Salma. I want you to be the best female horse rider in the Najd Desert.
No, Suleiman. I did it because of you. I can't go on.
Are you kidding? Are you getting off the horse? When we were getting married, we made a promise. Have you forgotten?
Never mind the promise.
We made a promise, and you're saying never mind?
I remember what I promised, but I can't fulfill it.
It's impossible. You've become lazy, Salma. You have to practice harder.
Have you forgotten your vow to God? What will happen to that?
What vow?
The vow that has disrupted your normal life for the past 3 years.
Are you saying that, tell me what I heard is true?
You can be sure about it. You're becoming a father.
Thank you, God. You shouldn't have ridden that horse so fast. Mother! Mother! God has granted us a blessing! Mother! Mother!
From now on, I'll take care of you. It was the last time.
The Bani Jufi tribe.
Blood will be washed away with
what
blood.
What are you talking about?
What blood are you talking about? Abdullah is missing.
Why would Abdullah go missing? They've killed him. They've killed him to get revenge. Because 100 years ago... 100 years ago, they were defeated by the Bani Jufi men.
If they wanted to get revenge, they wouldn't propose to the Sheikh's daughter.
Hanzala is behind it. He had plans to get married to the Sheikh's daughter and take the life of his son. So when the Sheikh eventually dies, he'll definitely be the head of both tribes.
Yes, he's right. I agree. Yes, I agree. Completely right, yeah.
What happened?
We can't do anything about it at all. Oh, may God help us.
Don't worry. Whatever happens, my love for you, Jaria, won't die down. Goodbye, Jaria.
Go fast, so they won't see you.
We'll wash away Abdullah's blood with the blood of hundreds or thousands of them!
We don't expect anything other than this from the Bani Jufi men and you.
Hanzala is innocent! Father! Father, tell them! Tell them that Hanzala is innocent!
Only men can gather here!
Abdullah is my only brother.
He was your brother, until yesterday. But today... I don't know behind which hill, in this desert, his dead body, immersed in blood, is lying.
Search! Search everywhere! The desert, the mountain, and the rocks. Do your best, you might find him.
Shame on the Bani Jufi tribe! If a woman is the one to guide it!
No! Not a woman! Let it
happened.
We have to search. Come on, guys. We have to find you.
Let me see. What will you achieve in this war, Aswad?
I want revenge for his blood. But you're willing to forget about your brother's blood because of him.
Is it me or Aswad who deserves to get revenge for my brother more?
I deserve more than both of you. Abdullah was the apple of my eye and a part of me.
He is Abdullah's father, after all.
We'll ask Hanzali to take an oath and say if he knows where Abdullah is.
A person who has shed the young man's blood isn't afraid of giving false testimony.
Why is he saying that?
This is not happening.
The desire for leadership of both tribes has made Hanzala crazy. This is not Abdullah's blood, but the blood of everyone in the Bani Jufi tribe that is shed on the ground.
We'll get revenge for Abdullah.
Hey, brother. Is this the Bani Jufi tribe?
Move.
Hey.
Jufi men, your sharp swords would cut the lion's skin in the desert, and your hot arrows would burn the eagle's wings. What happened to you? They shed your blood, and you don't say anything? Where are those men?
This is wrong.
Even if the enemies were made of steel, they would melt in the furnace of their rage.
Yes,
and even if they were made of stone, they would have been pulverized under their horses' shoes.
We are with you. We will fight.
Therefore, blood will be washed away with blood.
With the blood of 100 men.
Let's go! Let's go!
A man on a horse is approaching.
What do you think has happened?
We have a guest.
Peace be upon you. Peace be upon you.
We're glad to see you, man.
Thank you, brother. I'm really thirsty.
You can drink as much water as you want.
He seems to have come from far away. Look how he went towards the well to drink water.
Look how relaxed he is.
Look at his horse. If he sells it, I'll buy it.
You always want to possess what other people have.
Did I say something bad?
If he doesn't look like a warrior, maybe he's killed Abdullah.
You're saying something strange. We always get ourselves in trouble.
Let the Sheikh talk to him. He seems to be a nice guy.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Peace be upon you, young man.
Are you the Bani Jufi Sheikh?
You are our guest.
I need someone who can help me cross the desert. A courageous horse rider. I have heard that no one can survive this desert without a guide.
Where do you want to go?
Basra.
Basra?
Yes.
No. We don't have anyone.
Ah.
You don't?
There are always some real men in the Bani Jufi tribe. But we don't have anyone to accompany you as a guide.
Don't get offended. You can get some rest.
Peace be upon you.
Peace be upon you.
So where are you coming from, young man? What is your name?
I'm coming from Mecca. My name is Suleiman.
It's good you're here. Come and sit down. I've heard that some things are going on in Mecca. Have you seen Hussein ibn Ali? I've heard that he hasn't pledged allegiance to the new caliph.
What do you know about the new caliph?
You tell us.
Tell us! Abu Bakr became the caliph by the Muslims' vote. Umar by Abu Bakr's will and his reception by the companions. Uthman by the council of the elders. and Ali by consensus between the immigrants' helpers and the Muslims. None of them broke their allegiance with the previous caliphs and didn't start a war with them. Ali was the first caliph they fought with. Muawiyah was behind it and he became the caliph. He also designated his own son as the caliph, not based on God's order, but based on heredity. This is monarchy, not caliphate.
Well, what does Hussein ibn Ali say?
Hussein says, Imam is the person who acts according to what the Quran rules and seeks justice.
I couldn't have put it better myself. Hussein is the son of the Quran and is born of justice. Congratulations, Suleiman. You're among your friends here.
You should not congratulate him. He doesn't have any friends here.
I'm the Bani Jufi Sheikh, Asvad.
Awazin killed your son. But instead of getting revenge, you send your men to guide those who have lost their way through the desert. Awazin has twice as many men as we do. We need every one of these men.
I'm telling you, I don't want war, Asvad.
What's the fault of those Bani Jufi men, huh? What's the fault of these Bani Jufi men? That their Sheikh is old and cowardly? You could sit there under that canopy so hyenas bring pieces of Abdullah's remains.
May God break your jaw, Asvad. We've never sent any guest back disappointed, you know that.
He's not a guest, did you hear what he said? I'm sure he's going to Basra to start a conspiracy.
Conspiracy is the innovation that has appeared in our religion. Have you heard the Prophet said before his death that he'd go but he'd leave two precious inheritances for us? The Book of God and his household. Now Hussein is in his household, and he says we have to return to the Book of God and the Prophet's traditions, which are equality and brotherhood. Is this conspiracy?
Either leave this place, or these sharp swords will cut your body.
What are you doing, Asvad? He's
Stand
our guest!
Aside.
You can cut my body, Asvad. So no one will say that the people in the Bani Jufi tribe don't respect guests.
He should go. We won't help the Caliph's enemies.
We have to go and get revenge for Abdullah's blood.
Calm down. I don't want you to fight with each other because of me. I'm leaving.
Let him go, so we can go about our own business.
This disgrace will stain our tribe forever.
You caused the main disgrace after you allowed your daughter to get married to your son's murderers. Put on your battle armor. Saddle your horses. We'll attack Awazin in a way that they'll wonder if we're a tornado in the desert or thunder from the sky. Let's go!
Let's go! Everyone get moving, now!
How can I look the women who are going to lose their husbands and the mothers who are going to lose their sons in the eye? You can at least accompany them. If you don't want to, don't fight. But don't stay in the tribe either, because you make me feel ashamed.
They're the ones who should be ashamed. They put other people's lives at risk just because of an accusation.
Don't give me a lecture. If you really mean what you're saying, you would have supported Jariyeh. Malek. I'm talking to you, Malek.
Let's go.
We all shared their blood.
Women in Hawazin will become widows before the sun sets in blood and in the west.
Come on, let's go! Let's go!
Is someone there? Anyone there?
I've become delusional, Suzanne. I swear to God, there's someone in the well. Don't go anywhere. Stay here, Suzanne. You're Abdullah, aren't you? Do you know how many people will be killed because of you? Poor boy. Did someone throw you into the well?
If our enemies are like desert sands, we'll be like a lethal tornado. Don't come towards us, otherwise you'll meet your death.
Answer him, son.
Hey, Banajofi, you're Hauerzen's guest. Come here, let's talk.
Hanzele! What are you saying, Hanzele? You, give him his response.
We're the desert. Tornadoes are lost in its vastness. We attack the enemies in a way that they seek refuge in death out of fear. We test the sharpness of our swords with our enemies' chests, and we sharpen our swords with the bones of their dead bodies.
What has happened that you have come here with helmets and armor?
Where is Abdullah?
Why you ask me where he is?
He's been missing for the past 2 days! You're responsible for his death!
God is the greatest. You're Muslims and I'm a Muslim too. How dare you accuse us of that?
Where is your sheikh?
He sent us here to convey his message with the language of the sword.
We all have tongues. What's the need for the language of the sword?
Go back, Hanzele! They've come here to fight no matter what. Don't let them return alive! Yeah! 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 This is the day of men, son.
But father...
Are you scared? Fathers in Hauerzen don't leave fear as an inheritance to their sons. If you're scared, tell me so and I'll tie your mother to this horse's tail because of her betrayal.
Watch me. As long as the enemies have their heads on their bodies, I won't put the sword down.
Abdullah! That's Abdullah!
Yes, he's alive!
Yes, he's alive!
He's alive!
He's alive! He's alive.
He's still alive.
Abdullah! Abdullah!
Abdullah!
Abdullah!
He's alive.
Abdullah!
Abdullah! That's Abdullah!
It's impossible! He's alive!
That's Abdullah!
What a wonderful
Abdullah.
Day!
Abdullah!
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 Abdullah.
That's Abdullah.
How are you?
Yes, Abdullah! Abdullah.
Son, tell me who threw you into the well. Tell me, my Joseph. Tell me so I'll tear their bodies to pieces and leave them to the wolves in the desert. They're all here waiting for your answer. Tell me who threw you into the well. Tell me who it was, my dear one.
What did he say? Did you hear him?
Be patient. He'll eventually talk.
Say it louder, Abdullah.
No one. I fell into the well. That's all.
No one?
Did he say who did it?
He said no
one.
He
said he fell into the well.
Do you believe him?
Why do you think he would lie?
Maybe he's scared.
Or maybe he wants to put an end to this chaos.
He's noble, just like the Sheikh.
He's the Sheikh's son, after all. The future Sheikh of Bani Julfus.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go, man.
Let's go.
The queue's too long today, thank goodness. Yes. So, will you take the water, please?
Hold it. Wrap it up tightly. Wrap it tightly.
Are you leaving without saying goodbye?
I already said goodbye.
Stay here.
I can't.
Stay here and be the master of the Bani Jufi tribe.
I have a master who told me not to stay.
Come on, come on. Let's go this way. Come on. This way. Let's go.
Whatever your master says is the final order. But without a guide, you'll lose your way in the desert. I'll be your guide.
We're not dead yet. I will go with him.
Tell Malik to get ready. He's the only person who can do it. He can do it. He's guided hundreds of travelers in this desert, and they weren't even hurt by the tiniest thorns.
But, Sheikh, he didn't come with us. He took refuge in his tent like a woman.
Anyway, go tell Malik to get ready. He knows this desert better than anyone.
Abdullah, come outside.
Yes, thank God.
Let's go.
And that's exactly why he has to go.
Yes, Sheikh.
Abdullah, why have you come outside? You need to get some rest.
Abdullah would just like to see him once more.
You see, Suleiman, he's come here to see you off. My son owes his life to him.
What happened, Abdullah?
He wants to fulfill his vow.
Vow?
The vow I made in the well.
Say it clearly. What vow?
When he was half conscious in the well, he asked God to come and save him like Joseph. He heard a voice that asked him, "Are you ready to become my son's servant, who's the best creature of God?" And Abdullah answered, "Yes."
I regained some energy. I shouted and asked for help. That was just about the time that you came to the well.
That's why he wants you to accept him as your servant.
Abdullah, I have the honor to be his servant. I'm not the person you vowed to.
Then who was he vowed to? You must know him.
The biggest honor of my life is that I've gotten to know him. He sent me here to find a guide in your tribe. When I was going back without a guide, I wondered why he gave me the order. But after I found Abdullah, and after the flames of that terrible war were put out, I found the reason behind his order.
Please, tell me more about him.
Hussein ibn Ali. If you wait, he'll pass from here after a while. Then you will surely be able to see him.
Really? I swear to God, I'm eager to see him, and I'll keep waiting until then.
This is his gift. I'll give it to you, Abdullah. The person who's the best creature.
Good for you. Jaria, take him inside the tent.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Go on, son, go. Okay. Malek is ready now. He's a good guide. He knows the desert very well. But he doesn't talk much. Don't get offended. But he's a good confidant. You can be sure about him.
Mm.
Goodbye.
May God protect you.
Goodbye.
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 I want to have a word with this man.
Say it.
A word alone.
I can't trust you.
I was the one who threw Abdullah into the well. I cannot live without Sharia. What can I do? What can I do? Should I pay for the duff in her wedding, or should I take out the dagger and pierce my heart? Tell me why you have come here. Why?
I had gone.
Jaria is my cousin. I will die without her. I don't have anything in this tribe besides her to be happy about. I wish you had allowed Abdullah to reveal everything. So the swords of the Bani Jufi men would finish me off. I wanted to stop her from getting married.
A person who can surrender to their tears is always blessed. Come along.
You know nothing about love. Nothing. So you know that nothing can make up for its loss.
Then go back and live under Abdullah's reprimanding looks.
No. I'll go to the desert. Like a tornado. Homelessness will begin to burn my roots. I don't know if I will see you again. But I'll be your friend, or your enemy.
Hey!
With your permission, Sheikh.
Go, please. They're obviously professional dancers. Yes. They must be Yamanis.
Yes, you're right. I had promised that I would even invite dancers from Abyssinia for my son's wedding.
Aunt Zaki has come. She's here.
Tonight we have flowers and rose water.
I wish her mother were alive and could see
her. From now on, I'll be my daughter-in-law's mother.
Well, every mother-in-law says the same thing in the wedding.
Huh? Start the henna ceremony.
Yes, start it.
Maybe it's Asfad.
A caravan is coming here. Maybe they're guests.
Stay here.
Do you think it's Aswad?
He doesn't have any other excuse.
Peace be upon you. It's good you're here.
This is Abu Taher, the Bani Kaif Sheikh.
This is Abu Abdullah, the Bani Jufi Sheikh.
Oh, Abu Abdullah.
Let's go. Why are you travelling at night, Sheikh?
It's just the beginning of the evening, Sheikh.
Are there... Should I tell them to put up the tents and unload the cargoes from the horses?
Find a place and put up the tents. Somewhere you don't stop their ceremony.
But good heavens, you're our guests. Do you want to put up your tents somewhere else? Won't you do us the honour and come to our house? We'll tell them to prepare your tents in good time.
Whatever you say, Sheikh.
The Hawazin Sheikh is the bridegroom's father. Hans Ali, the bridegroom.
Nice to meet you.
We're uninvited guests on this auspicious evening.
You have made this ceremony much more auspicious, please.
Guests have always brought blessings and mercy to us.
He's right. In fact, if it wasn't for the guests, we could never hold this ceremony.
You know, instead of the bride and bridegroom, it almost looked like the swords kissed each other there.
Really?
A guest came here and turned the war into a celebration. It's a long story. Abdullah, come over here. The war was over this young man. He is my Abdullah, the future sheikh of the Bani Jufi.
He'll become a strong man.
What's your sister Jariyeh doing?
She's crying.
She's crying?
Out of joy, father. I have to go, father.
Abdullah, why didn't you stay with us?
I have to go to talk to the guests. They might have some news on Hussein.
Hussein?
He owes his life, and we owe this celebration to Hussein.
Take it to the nearby tent. Hurry up. Unload the cargo. Put up the tents quickly. We have to get some rest. Come, hurry up, hurry up. Let's move it.
Lady, you must be really tired. Do you want to get some rest? If you want, I'll tell my nanny to prepare a good tent for you.
I don't want to put you to trouble, boy.
No, it's not trouble. I'll tell her.